there's the main event. She had a horrible life growing up in the circus and traveling. All the scoundrels, all the human trash, they got a place to go. In the background of the circus, that's what she grew up around. And now is the moment that we've all been. Triple flip on the trapeze. Will she survive? There's no guarantee she'll be alive. So let's make it scarier and grimmer than that. Put her to the test. The drums begin to rumble. Everybody's holding their breath. There she goes, swinging towards her dad, who has trained her and abused her and made her exactly who she is at this moment. They're swinging back and forth. They're swinging back and forth. She lets go. She does 4 flips. She crashes to the ground. And you, for 2 seconds, you can't hear a sound. Everybody's quiet and they gasp. And then the little children begin to scream. And the women begin to scream. How horrendous is this horrific thing that we have just witnessed? But she did it. She did not survive. She's just a mangled mass on the ground with hundreds of people staring into the square. The clowns come out with a stretcher. The clowns load her on a stretcher. They quickly rush her out. And the ringleader with the top hat gives out a shout and says, can you believe what you have just witnessed? I bet you've never seen anything like that before. But that's not all, folks. That's not all, folks. Because next, you will see a man stick his head in the mouth of a lion. And everybody cheers. Everybody's amazed.
What did go wrong?
Everybody's amazed.
Everything works out in the circus.
Now the thing about lions, when they bite down on your head, is they don't just bite down your head, they also swing your body around a whole lot. They kind of fuck with you a little bit. farts on your entrails and start eating your guts. And if you're lucky, you're unconscious at this point because it's not fun having lions eat your guts.
Is he okay? The man who put his head in the lion's mouth, is he okay? The man who put his head in the lion's mouth, we know the lady on the trapeze ain't so good today.
I think she's fucked.
Even bother when you're a corpse and replace your bones and make you look good in your casket. Probably not because the circuit, they have real low budgets. They don't have much margin to pay for a nice send-off to their workers that they send to their bloody death.
And carnies come cheap. Most of them are just convicts anyway, then. Nobody will lose an ounce of sleep. In fact, they'll talk about it for the rest of their lives. They'll be like, you know what I once saw at the circus? I saw a woman plunge to her death. It was horrifying. You know what I saw at the circus? I saw a man get his head lodged in the mouth of a lion, and the lion whipped him around. Swung him around. And then I started biting him in the stomach.
Oh, that poor man!
And started throwing blood and guts everywhere.
Somebody do something, help him!
And the ringleader comes out and goes, how about that?
Isn't one of the clowns a CPR specialist?
How about that? Have you ever seen anything like that ever before? In any other moment of your life? It was the moment we were all waiting for. It was a moment that we were all waiting for. Now there's all sorts of blood and guts all over the floor.
Almost everyone was so sad, and they were mentally traumatized. But there were several who were happy, because they saw profit in their eyes. This was the town's five therapists who had family sessions, and they knew before too long their phones would ring endlessly.
Not even cotton candy's gonna help this situation.
And having been there and witnessed it, it makes them experts at treating your PTSD related to the lady that fell from the sky and broke her neck, and then the guy that shoved his head inside a wild beast's vicious claws and his jaws, and then he spun him around and sprayed his blood on the first floor, on the first row, and they got everything that they paid for.